Nina McConnachly is the author of Cowboys and East Indians and a recent winner of the Penn Open Book Award. She joined Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard to discuss the award and said the news of her win took a little time to reach her.
I was on vacation with my family in France, and we were staying at this very rural country house. And so Penn actually did notify me in advance of making the official announcement, but the internet at the house was very, it would cut out quite a bit. And so the email, when I checked it, I could see the subject line said good news from Penn America. And I thought, but then the rest of the message wasn't there. And so I wasn't sure if I actually had won it or not. And about 6 hours later, the internet came back on and I could read the whole message. And I thought, oh my God, it was great.
The campaign for this book has been really grassroots.
Very grassroots.
So do you get a lot of feedback from your readers? How is it to be sort of very connected at a local level?
Wyoming has been amazing for me because, first of all, my book is with a small press. Not one book has been sold on Amazon, which is, in this day and age, kind of traumatic to think your book will not be on Amazon. And I knew that before when I signed the contract that it wasn't going to be on Amazon. And I felt very sure that it was still going to be okay. So it has been amazing to me that so many booksellers in the state have just stocked my book, have promoted my book, have hand-sold my book. Wind City Books and Casper has sold over 300 books for me, which that's hand-selling every one of those books. And that's amazing. And it's getting people into that shop, it's such a great bookstore. Second Story here in Laramie has sold a load of books for me. People have been amazing. And then independent bookstores all over the U.S. have been amazing. Strangely, I was having really good sales in Portland at Powell's bookstore. And I thought, this is really weird because I don't know anybody in Powell's. And I was a staff pick at Powell's at the end of the year. And I wrote an email to that staff member and I said, I don't know you, but thank you for picking my book. And she said, no, actually, I'm from Torrington. She's like one of the big booksellers at Powell's. And she has sold a lot of books for me. And that's been amazing. But yeah, word of mouth, Twitter and Facebook, and it kind of redeems your faith that, like, wow, you don't need a huge corporation to be able to sell books for you. But I have to admit that made me surprised that I won Penn because I didn't think I would. Every other book I was up against was a pretty big book. So that was a surprise.
What do you hope a reader will take away from Cowboys and East Indians?
A couple of different things. I think a lot of writers, I've said this before in other interviews, but there are a lot of amazing Indian American and Indian authors that write about the immigrant experience. And it's a subject that I feel like sometimes people say it's being overwritten or it's a little sentimental to write about that. But I don't think many people have talked about this sort of rural immigrant experience of what it means to come into a place where there are no grocery stores, there are no restaurants, there are no places you can buy the foods that you are used to buying, and you don't see other Indians. And for me, that's a very different experience from someone who's, you know, living in Houston or San Francisco or New York, where, boy, there are other people around and there's a little bit of more of a support system. And I wanted to talk about an immigrant experience that isn't talked about a lot.
I feel like there's a lot of race relations in the book.
Yeah.
So do you consider these stories to be about race?
I think for me, the stories are more about identity than race. It's about how we form our identity. And for me, obviously, I'm Indian and I look Indian, or I'm half Indian, I should say, and I look Indian. But if someone asked me about my identity, I would probably talk about Wyoming first, because this is such a place that's shaped me. And I sort of wondered and thought about, like, what is it that shapes us? Is it geography? Is it our ethnicity? Is it our race? Like, what is it? But then at the same time, my experience of growing up Indian American in Wyoming certainly isn't a common experience here. And I guess I wanted to write about, like, that part of Wyoming. And people have such a stereotype about Wyoming and the West being, you know, cowboys and the other kind of Indians. And I wanted to write about a part of Wyoming that I think a lot of people just don't realize is here, which is there are a lot of international people.
So what does winning a Penn Open Book Award mean for you?
I think it's pretty phenomenal that, well, A, it's just amazing to win. It feels really great. I kept thinking, like, when the long list came out, I thought, okay, enjoy this moment. This is great. When I made the short list, I thought, really enjoy this moment because this is probably going to be it. So it was really fantastic to win. But I also, it's for an exceptional book by a writer of color. And I really love that it comes out of Wyoming. I just, for me, it's like, that's pretty amazing. And again, I know Wyoming, I know it's complicated here that we aren't the most diverse state. People look at Wyoming and I have friends who say, how can you live there? And how can you be there? And of course, my answer is come visit me and you'll see why I live here. But I think it feels really good to say, like, this is what the state's about. It's not about a lot of people associate Wyoming with Matthew Shepard or with other things. And all of that is real, too. But I want to say it's also, it's been an amazing state for me creatively. And I want to continue to write and live here. And so winning the Pen, it just feels really good that a national sort of organization that does amazing work for writers around the world is sort of recognizing the book.
Nina McConaughey is the author of Cowboys and East Indians and the winner of the Penn Open Book Award. Nina, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.